Who better to talk about the economy than someone who's just returned from China? Our economy minister, enterprise, trade and investment minister from the best constituency in the whole of Northern Ireland, Fermanagh South Tyrone. Yeah, I thought that, you know. And while Arlene represents the other end of it, the best, well, not the best, you know what I mean? South Tyrone is the other part of it. Anyway, Arlene Foster, our Minister for Trade and Investment, Arlene.
That's all yours.
Thank you very much, Maurice, and obviously Fermanagh loves you too, and Fermanagh's out in strength today, and there's a reason for that, but we'll talk about that later. Mr. Chairman, party colleagues, party leader, ladies and gentlemen, it is my privilege to be here again in front of you at party conference talking about the economy, and I do want to touch first of all on where we are at present. And when the present economic downturn began, it was the common expectation that the world economy would have recovered by now, and it hasn't. The United Kingdom has entered a double dip, a recession. The Eurozone has stumbled from one crisis to the next. The United States of America, with only weak growth, is trying to negotiate itself off a fiscal cliff. Costs are rising for all businesses, whether it's a shopkeeper, a farmer, or some of our largest companies, such as Wrightbus or Bombardier. Our traditional markets have either disappeared or become uneconomic for our businesses to continue to supply. And most of all, and importantly, access to affordable finance for most of the banks in Northern Ireland has all but disappeared. And when I visit with a company faced with major redundancies or closure, the pain from the shop floor to the boardroom is palpable. People are fearful for their today and worried about their future. And what we offer, what this party offers, is help for today and hope for tomorrow. We don't have the luxury of sitting around and criticising others. We have to act. A constituent said to me just this week, "Some people will always curse the dark, whereas others light a candle." And in this party, we will always look for solutions. We will always light the candle. And if I want to paraphrase Eleanor Roosevelt, I would say we must do the things that we think we cannot. We have reduced the rates burden on small businesses, with 3,500 more businesses included a few weeks ago. We will look at how to benefit local companies through government procurement and try to maximise that, especially for small companies, and I welcome the announcements that the Finance Minister made in relation to that just yesterday. In these times of hardship, we are spending more than ever on small businesses through Invest Northern Ireland's Boosting Business Scheme. We established the Jobs Fund, which has promoted 3,500 new jobs, and 1,750 of those have already been created. From outside Northern Ireland, £458 million of investment has been committed with 8,600 potential new jobs. And I believe that our target of 25,000 new jobs with an investment commitment of over £1 billion by 2015 will be achieved. And where banks have failed to provide affordable finance to companies, we have stepped in with an access to finance strategy, which will deliver over £100 million to companies. And these funds are designed to provide, in many cases, unsecured finance to help local companies to expand and grow and provide more employment opportunities. And no matter what we do, we will always strive to do more. And that is why last month we announced our £200 million jobs package. We will fast-track processes to encourage more investments, provide higher levels of support to employers for jobs filled by disadvantaged workers, including long-term unemployed, a new finance voucher to help business access the specialist support they need to grow their business. We also have additional capital spend to deliver capital projects which will drive tourism. One of the issues which comes to me frequently is in relation to red tape, and it's persistently raised as a barrier to more jobs. Now, I stand ready to listen and act on red tape, but we need to be clear that the DUP seeks smart regulation, not no regulation. So I do call upon the business organisations, I call upon the trade unions, I call upon the ordinary working man and woman. What rules should go? What rules should stay? What rules should be simplified? Let us work together to our common aim of more jobs in safe and respectful workplaces. And as we look beyond the present difficulties, we work for our better future. Any place which wants to earn its living has to earn it in the global market. And for most of its existence, Northern Ireland has earned its living in the global market. And as I travel across Northern Ireland and as I work with local companies to secure new business across the world, I see a brighter, better future. And we do have the spirit, as our deputy leader has said, we do have the potential and we do have the ability to earn our living in the world again. Northern Ireland can and will succeed on the world stage. Last week, Peter and I took Ulster's wares to China and they liked them. Over this last year, Invest Northern Ireland has extended its presence into 27 markets throughout the globe and arranged over 50 trade missions and international exhibitions. And as part of playing on the world stage, we must continue as well to innovate and invest in research and development. And spending on research and development is at its highest ever level in Northern Ireland. That's in the middle of a recession, ladies and gentlemen. We have the highest ever level of research and development spend. And I would like to pay tribute to all of the firms across Northern Ireland who have invested in research and development, because it will help us to build our reputation as a region of excellence and will provide and increase the number of well-paid jobs for all of our people. We also need to be competitive. And we've heard a little today about the battle to reduce the level of corporation tax here in Northern Ireland and the fact that that still continues. Now, I believe we have made a strong and compelling case to have the level reduced to 10% in Northern Ireland. We have won the argument. Now we just require a political decision from our Prime Minister. On tourism, we have built it and they have come. The Titanic project and the Giant's Causeway Centre were delivered on time and on budget. So I hope the media have got that, on time and on budget. I know they would have been very pleasantly asking me about that issue if it hadn't been the case. Over 900,000 visitors have gone through both of these attractions since they were opened earlier in the summer, with the majority of those visitors coming from outside Northern Ireland. And we intend that they keep coming in 2013. The World Police and Fire Games and the first ever United Kingdom City of Culture in Londonderry are going to be massive events in Northern Ireland, attracting thousands of visitors to our country for the very first time. And not only are these events designed to bring new visitors to Northern Ireland, but they're also aimed at showing Northern Ireland in its true light and building pride in our people. And ladies and gentlemen, if all that wasn't enough, we now have the G8 Summit coming to a place near you. And you can see in Fermanagh we're a wee bit excited about this. The leaders of the world will be enjoying good old Ulster hospitality when they come to the Loch Earn Golf Resort in County Fermanagh. What a wonderful shop world on the world, and we're very much looking forward to it. We, Northern Ireland, will be strutting its stuff on a global stage, and we will show that our wee country has to offer for tourists, for businesses, and for investors. And as we promote ourselves around the globe, I can tell you that we do have many, many friends. Last week, I was delighted that our party leader launched Northern Irish Connections in Hong Kong, and that organisation has been set up to enable our diaspora to strengthen links with home, create opportunities, and build partnerships. And we do want to build a Northern Ireland network right across the world, and it has already begun. So with that network in mind, we must ensure that our agencies here at home are fit for purpose and act in unison. And today, I want to announce that I am going to review the Northern Ireland Tourist Board to ensure that there is a greater alignment between what this organisation does and the work of Invest Northern Ireland. We do believe that our government agencies need to work together in a more holistic way, and I hope very much that we can make that happen with the review of the Northern Ireland Tourist Board. And it is also vital, I have to say, that Tourism Ireland starts to promote Northern Ireland as part of the United Kingdom on the island of Ireland. For far too long, if the G8 has told us anything, it has told us that we are part of the United Kingdom and we will remain part of the United Kingdom. For too long, officialdom has been afraid to promote Northern Ireland as a country with all of its rich cultures and traditions, and I want to see that stop and stop immediately. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great pleasure to be with you again today. At the last election, we clearly won the trust of the electorate and became the party of Northern Ireland for Northern Ireland. The electorate made the right decision. For them, we offer help for today and hope for tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, delegates, let us all keep Northern Ireland moving forward. Thank you very much.